Radio Christian Voice News, your global link.
Church concerned with high levels of cohabiting among Zambians. Citizens first questions government stance on power exports. And Ugandan military helicopter crashes at Somalia airport. Good afternoon. With the main news at 13 hours, I am Christabel Kamono. The United Church of Zambia, UCZ, has expressed sadness with the high levels of cohabiting among Zambians that has risen to 1.2% of the Zambian population according to the 2022 National Census. Reacting to the report unveiled yesterday, UCZ, Galilee and Silverest Congregations Minister in Charge, Cynthia Kabanda, has therefore called on the church to invest in hosting dedicated family church meetings and at reaffirming the nation's commitment to traditional marriage and family structures. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Reverend Kabanda warned that the increasing normalization of cohabiting, as indicated in the recent census report, especially among young adults, poses a direct threat to Zambia's cultural and spiritual heritage. Cohabiting is not part of the Zambian tradition and it does not translate marriage, said Reverend Kabanda. She has therefore emphasized the need to go back to the values that made communities strong, including commitment, honor, and spiritual unity through marriage. Reverend Kabanda has insisted that no social or economic pressure should justify drifting from Zambia's identity. Reverend Kabanda has since called on the church to address this growing concern by embarking on family church programs that will focus on restoring family roles, prayer and counseling, and encouraging parents to be intentional role models in teaching commitment and respect, among others.
Will bring families together, children and families together, other than just the church service, the conferences. But we need to find a deliberate plan where we say on this day of once in a month, we'll have a family program. And that family program will just focus on the family values. If churches are going to take that route, then you'll discover that it. The norms that we are talking about now are going to be seen from a different perspective.
The Zambia Police Service has confirmed the arrest of 41-year-old Faith Musonda, a resident of Chalala in Lusaka, for disorderly conduct. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi said the incident occurred between 24:30 hours and 01 hours when Ms. Musonda, driving a Toyota Fortune bearing registration number BBA8874, went to the community house in the New Kasama residential area. Mr. Chilabi explained that upon being approached, a disruptive manner, and police officers responded swiftly and apprehended her. She will be charged with offence of idle and disorderly conduct contrary to section 178 F chapter 87 of the Penal Code of the Laws of Zambia and is expected to appear in court soon, said Mr. Chilabi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. The opposition Citizens First has questioned government's continued prioritization of electricity exports despite failing to meet domestic demand. Party President Harry Kalaba said the decision to export power while Zambians experience load shedding demonstrates that the current administration is more focused on business transactions as opposed to improving the livelihoods of its own people. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Kalaba described the situation as unfair, noting that many Zambians are being subjected to power outages and reduced production hours while government satisfies regional electricity demands. Businesses have been affected, and it is unfortunate that the current government shows little concern for these businesses, said Mr. Kalaba.
This situation has had serious consequences across board, crippling businesses, both large and small, and driving up the cost of communication due to increased operational expenses for mobile service providers. It is clear that ZESCO has continued ramping up power exports to neighboring countries, raising concern over whether the needs of ordinary Zambians are truly being prioritized under the UPND government. The outgoing administration of Mr. Ichilema has failed to acknowledge that electricity is not a luxury. It is a basic necessity, essential to modern life and economic development.
Meanwhile, Mr. Kalaba has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to withdraw the court case initiated by the Attorney General regarding the state funeral of former President Edgar Lungu. Mr. Kalaba said the President should show compassion and consider the trauma that the Lungu family has endured since his passing. He emphasized that while the nation needs healing, it is difficult to achieve reconciliation when legal proceedings are ongoing. It is impossible to foster unity and healing when families are still being dragged through the courts over such a sensitive matter, said Mr. Kalaba.
Our appeal as citizens first for President Ichilema to draw the Pretoria case against the Lungu family is based on humanity. And also today is the 2nd of July. In the next 3 days, from the time that President Lungu passed on to glory, he will be doing 1 month still in the mortuary. You know, that is traumatizing. Because on the one hand, President Ichilema himself addressed the nation and told us that we needed to, life must continue. There must be a closure to the national mourning. But how can you have a closure when, on the other hand, you again go to another country to go and put in an injunction restraining the family from burying?
Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Molambo Haimbe has welcomed the adoption of the Seville Commitment at the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development, co-facilitated by Zambia alongside Mexico, Nepal and Norway. Speaking during the general debate in Seville, Mr. Haimbe stressed the urgent need to implement the commitment to overcome financial barriers to achieving the sustainable development goals. There's an urgent need to accelerate progress toward the SDGs to avoid failing an entire generation, said Mr. Haimbe in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today by First Secretary for Press at the Zambian Embassy in France, Paris, Naomi Mwemba. Mr. Haimbe called for financial reforms that make global systems more inclusive and equitable, urging UN member states to prioritize job creation, food security, infrastructure, and innovation. He also advocated for reforming international financial structures to lower the cost of capital and amplify the voice of developing countries. The minister emphasized Zambia's commitment to economic reform through investment in renewable energy, agriculture, and industrialization, reiterating that trade, not aid, should drive development. He concluded by urging renewed global cooperation and trust, highlighting Africa's potential as a key partner in sustainable growth.
We welcome the adoption of the SSD4 outcome document, a product of tough but hopeful negotiations that Zambia had the honor of co-facilitating. It lays the foundation for urgent reforms, renewed commitments, and practical action. But now, we must move from paper to progress. Let us be clear, implementation is everything.
We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on one radio station updated for you midweek. Currency straight up 1.36 is the pound, 1.17 euro, 17.68 South African rand, 7.16 Chinese one, and 0.65 Australian dollar, Indian rupee 85.73, just in case going for medication and things like that. To stock markets, well, Lusaka Stock Exchange yesterday 22.04, a negativity of 0.0058797, FTSE 144.858 Dow Jones. I've just picked up info international market. The company in China making solar panels doing very well. And for Lusaka Stock Exchange, CEC shares banging up, and Zanaco shares have done very well, and Airtel shares as well done well yesterday. But Zanaco was leading about almost $800,000 in transactions. And of course, in trades rather, and of course, Brent crude international market 6675.0 and 6580 Jet Fuel.